Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Kings fans, of all the podcasts that I listen to, King's Realm Podcast is one of them. This is where you go for all your Kings news, Kings fans. Go Kings go. Best podcast in the business. Maybe. Take it from me, Dave Joseph, and listen to King's Realm Podcast.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on social media at King's Realm Pod. Leave us voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. So, Kings had a shit week last week. They went 3-0. Barely hanging on to a wild card spot. I'm sorry, 0-3.
0-3?
Read that backwards. 0-3. I said it was shit, so you knew that 3-0 was wrong. Yeah. Fucking second wild card spot. Barely.
I don't love it.
38, 23, and 11. And there's some good numbers in there, just not where we want them to be. Yeah, needless to say, rainbows and butterflies from last week did not last. I'm Dennis Wilson. We need this. That's James Whitlock.
Oh, shit. Not prepared.
And Jordan Heckman.
We blew our rainbows and butterflies wad all last week.
Well, hopefully we can rebuild that wad.
Mm-hmm. Was that the Wim Hof method? No, that's not Wim Hof. What is it? Tantric sex.
Jordan, you've done some research, I can see.
I've dabbled on the Googles.
Jaden, you got number one. Good job.
Big Chase says, pitter-patter, let's get at her.
Let's get her. Let's get this bullshit over with.
Yeah, right?
A shitty week.
Well, we know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice, although you don't have to be too fast to beat the Kings. This week, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Maybe check out the odds against the Kings. Might help you out. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. Oh, wait, I got this. Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, licensed partner of Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, LA. 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility, terms, and responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Also, NHL and NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Boom.
Bingo.
Read it out loud, huh?
Keep adding shit and taking away shit. It's like a math problem. Yeah. All right. Sure. I guess we'll get through these games. Connor McDavid starts it off in the first period for the the Edmonton Oilers. Then Adam Henrique, which I kind of forgot that he was on the Oilers because I'm used to seeing him on another shitty Orange team.
I had a feeling this guy is going to be a problem.
Yeah. 21 goals. That's how big of a problem he is. Followed by, in the third period, another goal from Evan Bouchard, which was on the power play. Arthur Kaliev is still in the lineup sometimes, and he scored his seventh goal of the season to, you know, give us a little bit of hope there.
First since when?
Since a long time ago.
Like beginning of December?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the guy hasn't been in the lineup very often, so.
I know, but still.
And then another former Pacific Division player haunts us with the empty net goal, Cody Ceci. He has one more goal than he has syllables in his last name. Gets his third of the season. And
what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I know we talked about last week about how we shut down McDavid, and that clearly wasn't the case in this game. McDavid had 3 points, one goal, two assists on the night. Dreisaitl only had one assist, though. Oh, two assists. I take that back. One was on the empty net, so that sort of counts.
I thought we jinxed.
We attempted to. But
apparently you can't. I've heard that somewhere.
Can't jinx the jinx. Got it.
We will continue to try and do so, though, because that's our job. Big Che's got has a problem with not being able to gamble.
I agree.
Because it could be worse. Shohei knows a guy. Trouble.
You could live in California. Oh, wait. We do.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
I
we
feel
really
like I
need
would
to
get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'd win big once and then be like, oh, this is it. Let's go. And then lose it all.
Here come the feds.
I put in 10 bets, win one, lose nine, and still feel like I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Ride the high on the one, yeah, and then keep going. Yeah, that would be my justification. I think it's, 10%.
James is a lot of fun in Vegas.
Hey, it's my 10%.
There's lots of slots in Vegas. I think to be considered a successful gambler, you only have to win 53% of the time.
I mean, if you ask me, 51% of the time, you're winning more than you're losing.
That's true. But I think like to actually make money like as a job, I think it's 53%. Mm. It might be 54, but it's lower than you think.
I mean, is that like gambling like in casinos or like playing poker?
Overall gambling. So whether it's sports gambling, betting at the tables, roulette, backgammon, I'm just kidding. What else? Yeah, you know, all that stuff. The Sammy Sosa approach always works to bleach your skin. Oh, no. All right. We're not going to talk about that. Calgary, still in Canada, and Canada is a bitch. Nazem Kadri gets a power play goal to get the party started.
Just Canada's bitch this week.
Yeah, Canada is bitch. Sarangovic is a bitch, too, because he got a assist on that power play goal on Kadri. However, Adrian Kempe answers back with a power play goal of his own. Sorry, I don't know how to say this guy's last name. It looks like Popsicle at first gaze.
You're
it's
not P-O-S-P-I-S-I-L.
Pospisil. Sure. Martin takes the lead for the Calgary Flames
Marty.
In the first period. Yeah, good old Marty. Calgary takes the lead in the first period. Blake Coleman, still good at hockey, gets a power play goal to start off the second, but Anze Kopitar answers back with a power play goal to get the Kings within one, but then Mackenzie Weegar, remember when we thought he was not a very good hockey player? He gets a power play goal. Holy fucking power play goals. Only one goal in this game was not a power play goal. And that closes it down for the Calgary Flames against the Kings, winning 4-2.
Bullshit. Should have won that game. Played like shit.
Yeah, they played like shit. They got outshot. I think they only had 4 shots in the first period, I think. And I don't think they got their 5th shot off until like 3 or 4 minutes into the second period. They finished with a total of 18 to Calgary's 35. Markstrom's also playing pretty good, but it's not that hard when you only see 18 shots a game. So there's that. Was it Markstrom? I think it was Markstrom.
What was it? Let's see. Oh, that's goals. Somewhere on this page will tell me. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Your goal. View more. All right. Anything else about that game? They look like shit against a really not very good team.
Looked like shit. Played like shit. It was shit.
They probably smelt like shit.
I mean,
if you had to have my guess, that's just the kind of the way it goes with hockey players. It was Markstrom, by the way. Total time on ice, 60 minutes. That's crazy how that works.
Interesting.
Yeah. Moving on to the best of the worst, I think we might say. Not that it was good. I think the best thing I saw on the ice was the Winnipeg Jets jerseys.
You like them?
I don't necessarily like them. I like the gloves.
I knew you were going to say the brown gloves.
Yeah, the gloves are cool.
It's a nice touch to a shitty jersey.
It's a little bit too much going on with the lines. I think if you just go one line across and then, I don't know.
I don't think the colors go well together. And yeah, way too many lines going on.
I also kind of wish Winnipeg had like a throwback logo that they could have paired with it, because it looks a little weird.
I thought they did.
Let's be real. This is the Habs baby blue or the Nordiques baby blue jersey. Just rethought. And they stuck
or the Penguins
but I was sticking in Canada with just a fucking Winnipeg Jets jet and Canadian
four-leaf clover on it. They definitely have a couple of different options. Personally like the one with the J that's the hockey stick in the circle.
I do that's a good point. That one probably would have gone better with this, I think. Mm-hmm. Now that you say that.
Yeah.
So, do we ever figure out what kind of jet that is on the Jets? It's got to be a Bombardier, right?
It's got to be something made up, probably. Mm. The new one?
Yeah. Looks F-16-ish. Yeah. All right. Moving on to that game. Cole Perfetti for the Jets starts it off. Victor Arvidsson. It's only his second goal of the season, only like his like fifth goal of the season, or fifth game of the season. So gets his second to tie it up. Kevin Fiala takes the lead in the second period. Sean Monahan, that's another former Pacific guy that's kind of a pain in the ass.
Real quickly, it says McDonnell Douglas, CF-18 Hornet.
No. You think they would have gone with a Canadian jet, like a Bombardier? I don't know if they make fighter jets, though.
I feel like that's a CE, right?
I mean, maybe it's kind of basically very faintly based off of it, but there's clearly one engine in that logo, and the F-18 has two engines, so suck it, Winnipeg.
That was according to logos-world.net.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, Anze Kopitar gets the lead back for the Kings with his 26th goal of the season in the second period. But John Morrissey, I hate that band, ties it up in the second before Cole Perfetti gets his second of the game to win it for the Kings. The Kings, did you see the last little 0.5 seconds things that they did at the end where they got the time back? I think it was on the icing because they had an empty net.
I didn't see that. I think I turned it off because
the game was over, quote unquote.
Nick Nixon said, and the Jets are going to win. And so I turned it off. But I did see them with that 0.5 seconds, that fucking crazy lineup on the faceoff.
Yeah, that unfortunately Kopitar did not win. But if you didn't see it, basically Kopitar was in the faceoff circle. I don't remember who it was against. And then it was
the Jets.
Thank you. Totally forgot. It was basically all shooters on the line that they had like stacked up like almost shoulder to shoulder, basically just to get Kopitar to win it and fling it over there, and hopefully one of them gets a shot off in the 0.5 seconds, which I don't hate the effort. Like, they could have just, you know, called it in for the last half a second, but they went out there.
At least they tried creative. Something. It would have been very difficult for Kopitar to get it over there.
Oh, totally.
That was
But it could have been another Toffoli Boston thing where it actually took longer than the time was allotted and we won the game.
Yep, that was 0.9.
Yeah, that was 0.9, and that still shouldn't have counted if you go back and look.
Yeah. According to Alex Faust.
he's not working for the team anymore. So I'm just kidding.
And that's why. No. No, it's not.
Oh,
he
man.
Actually didn't even do the research into that. Somebody did. He was privy to it.
I'm going to guess it was someone named Justin.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe. So, yeah, I don't know if we want to talk too much more about this week. I'm kind of glad that we are recording the night early so we don't have to talk about a fourth loss in a row tonight, because that would have just made it that much worse.
Who they got tomorrow? I forget.
They have the Kraken. Sorry, the Kraken.
The Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they should win that. But they also should beat the shit out of Calgary.
I skimmed Dooley's article from today, and he's saying that the Kraken and the Sharks games are must wins, and I could not agree more with him.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, and those are back to back.
Yeah, which they've won back to back games against tougher teams this year. Most recently, a few weeks ago. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities. I don't know. It's a little depressing. It's the dichotomy of this week and last week.
Yeah.
The feeling. Well,
I've seen multiple people say like, oh, this team isn't making the playoffs. But if we look at the games remaining, if we don't make the playoffs, I think many people should be fired. Because you got Seattle, San Jose, then you got Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Ducks, Calgary.
We've been good against
Ducks,
Vancouver.
Yeah, I know, but it's still Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
They can turn it on. Ducks, Calgary, Ducks, Wild, Chicago.
Should be lined up, get a lot of wins.
In that, normally I would say, okay, there's two tough games.
Yeah.
But now it's like,
you could throw a third tough game in there just because one of the Ducks games, it's always, you know, interdivision. And
yeah,
they always tend to play, or at least try to play as tough. So, that's a very winnable, like, series of games. But not feeling too hot on it right now, to be 100% honest with you.
I saw somebody brought up, is this, like, the team trying to, you know, play a strategy to get a matchup rather than getting Edmonton the first round, try and draw Vancouver in the first round.
You're playing with fire if that's the case. And I don't think that's something that the Kings or any hockey team for that matter would be doing.
1000% agree.
Yeah.
That's like suicide right there.
Mm-hmm.
Career suicide for anybody who came up with that idea and has actually run through with it, I think.
I did see a conspiracy theory today that Rob Blake traded for PLD in an effort to tank the Kings for the next 8 years while he runs off to San Jose to be the GM there.
Man, people are still burned about him going to San Jose, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, how long ago was that? Like 30 years ago almost? Like, Jesus.
I mean, not that long. I missed his whole fucking career, so there's that.
It's 20-something years. I don't know when he went there. It was a long time ago.
Bobby Ed's right. You fuck around with your matchup, you're going to match up with the golf course.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny, dude. You go on, like, King's Facebook. I mean, King's Twitter is bad enough, but King's Facebook is just,
it's like, so much worse.
It's so bad. So bad.
I guess we could talk about it. In what world do you see Blake getting fired? Is it if they miss the playoffs?
If they miss the playoffs, guaranteed.
A step beyond that.
I don't see how they don't.
If they're a first round exit?
I think there's a chance.
Do you think that chance is increased if that first round exit happens to be to Edmonton?
Because I think he was.
Because
this
his
is
whole,
a personal. This is a personal belief. I believe he built a team to go out and compete against Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what he should have done after losing to them
Two in a row?
Yeah, in the first round.
Yeah.
It'd be different if it was like first and second or first and third or whatever, but it's not.
Steve says first round exit probably fired.
I wouldn't be surprised. And I am not a Fire Blake guy. I like what he's done with the team. I feel like, I think as Stanovich said it in response, like their early success during the rebuild. So basically like hitting on Deneau and Arvidsson, kind of emboldened him, or, you know, basically like, okay, well, we can win now, and maybe pushed a little bit too fast and made some moves he shouldn't have made.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see that being the reason he gets let go. And it's that, you know, comes to a head because of another first round exit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's only more exacerbated that he was supposed to build a team that was supposed to beat Edmonton. And if it happens to Edmonton, it's done.
Yeah.
Someone did ask Edmonton in the second round. I don't know if that gets him fired.
It might. But it is improvement, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's also, if you're saying that he built a team to beat Edmonton and they don't beat Edmonton, I don't know that it matters what round it happens.
That's what I'm saying. He might, you know.
Yeah. So, I don't know. All right, moving on.
Now, real quick, Jaden says, Elliot Freeman said sometime last year on 32 Thoughts, someone said ownership had some pressure on Rob to speed up the process. Well,
I mean, Dowdy kind of said it in the post-game presser, right? Like we talked about that a bit, and but that's not ownership's problem or fault.
Yeah,
there was other moves to be made, and we can't forget about the Cal Peterson debacle. It's not like he's hit on everything until PLD, hasn't hit on PLD, so.
He definitely hasn't done everything, and no GM does. That's what a lot of people tend to forget.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, is PLD a mistake?
A lot of people on Facebook will tell you that it is, as well as Twitter.
There's multiple articles talking about how well he's doing since Pillar took over.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel he's a mistake?
Not yet. You're one.
I mean, look, if his dad forgot to pull out,
he is not what he was built to be. 100%. Is he a mistake? I'm not willing to write it off yet.
It's funny that you say that way, Dennis, because I think people outside of, and even inside Kings fandom, but people outside of Kings fandom are saying that he is exactly what he was built to be. And that's the problem with the trade in the first place.
Yeah. Well,
I think we all said we weren't excited about the trade when it happened.
I was excited for one reason, but I don't think I think all three of us, you're right, James, all three of us were cautiously optimistic.
I think all of us were definitely more excited about Fiala.
Totally.
I hated it.
But were you more excited than the PL trade about Fiala?
Oh yeah, because I hated the PLD trade.
Yeah.
So we'd still.
You hated it for different reasons than everybody else hates it.
Could have saved $4 million.
What does Jaden say down here? Everyone thought JT Miller was a mistake, and here he is at 31 emerging as one of the best players in the league. I think the PLD trade is a long-term move.
Talk about hate.
It could.
We are talking.
It's a long-term move no matter what.
Guy, we're talking about PLD. Be good or bad.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Hate.
We said at the beginning that we were not excited about the trade. And I'm really not excited about the trade now. Like, it just has not been what it's supposed to be. Steve said we were all worried. Oh, Velarde was not happy here.
But that doesn't force us to make an $8 million trade.
But did you see what the Great White North did to his hairline? Dude needs plugs like LeBron James.
Yeah. Big Chase says, didn't care about losing Velarde, but thought we needed the other two players. Kupari, though? I could see Durzi.
I mean, yeah.
Kupari, I wasn't mad about. You got something out of him? Great.
Well, Durzi was flipped for the trade for a draft piece that was sent there.
Yeah, but that was also cap space.
IFLO, I think, is who he's talking about. Ooh, Kupari with 1.27 games. There's no room.
IFLO is definitely one, but are we talking about Kupari or are we talking about Durzi? Because you can look at it. Yes, it was two separate trades, but you could look at it as one larger trade between three teams, essentially, because Durzi was moved to clear that room.
Yeah, correct. So, I don't know. I also don't think that there was long-term room for, obviously, Kupari on this team, and I have followed with the kids that are coming out, right? I think, arguably, the way Akil Thomas... James
will fight you to the death on that one.
We already know that.
Don't take IFL's name that. In vain.
But I think there's people in the organization that play that same role as him for less than $4 million a year.
You don't have to choose between A or B.
Yeah, but that could just be giving him too much money in the first place.
Totally. So you've got yourself in a sticky situation. Hence why PLD's dad should have pulled out.
That creates a different sticky situation.
Exactly. And that puts you sticky situation. And that obviously helps for, or not helps force through trade, but that forces the trade as well. So,
and Jose, just like Durzi giving away the puck all the time, PLD is doing the same thing with a lot of blind passes that are just going nowhere. The blind pass to nowhere. That's his famous move now. I started watching him a lot more just so I could build up my hate as I go to the dark side. And, he is living up to it, man.
James needs someone to hate.
Give me someone to hate.
Ooh, who was your whipping boy last year?
Sean Durzi.
Mm-hmm. Was it Durzi?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like he was a prime candidate. He definitely was for King's Facebook and King's Twitter.
There's always somebody.
But 10% of those passes that connect look beautiful. There you go. He just got you with your 10%, James.
Your 10%, James. Mm. That's all you need, right?
Not for $8.5 million.
Not for $8.5 million. That's my favorite saying this year is every time it happens, like, that's what $8 million will get you. It is a favorite in the crowd. Gavrikov was great ad.
Looks like the wrong center, but we'll see in the playoffs. Yeah. We'll see. Teams. What if he shows up and just has like a Gabrick type playoff run?
So then he's going to be injured for the rest of his career after that?
Hey, LTIR. What up? That's true.
What up? Beer back. More beer.
More beer. Yeah. If he has a Gabrick type run, would people shut up? Yeah, when he was 23, he was a beast. Yeah. Yeah. Can you do it again?
Hey, what's my age again?
No one likes you when you're 23. Mm. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I was going to grab my last Coors original, but Anna's not here to enjoy it.
No bannies?
No bannies.
I'm drinking a Stemma. It is a Mosaic single hop. Mm. It makes it sound fancy like a single malt scotch or something. It's a single hop.
Nice.
I got a French single malt whiskey that I bought yesterday on the base.
French
single malt whiskey.
Now I know why James wants to go to San Onofre all the time. So you can just take a trip over to base.
Yeah, I took
and get shit duty free.
Right? I took Jeff over there. He was pretty fascinated at Camp Pendleton.
Been there. Never a few been times.
On the base. I'll have to go camping with you.
That's it. Go to the bottle store.
It's not just the nuclear boobs.
Oh, it's mostly about the nuclear boobs, though.
James sent a text saying, hi from San Onofre, a.k.a. Boobies, California.
See? The beach.
I'm still a child.
All right, get us there.
We all are.
General Notables, brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
So, you know how I said it was funny that I was just going to keep bringing up the Kings power play, being in first, or sorry, power play, penalty kill, being first in first anymore, place? Nope. The Hurricanes have surpassed us at 85.8%.
Well, when you give up all the power play goals against Calgary. You know.
Mm-hmm. But the Kings are still in second at 84.6% with the Philadelphia Flyers 0.9 behind them. So I feel like they're securely in second place.
Hey. Kings have been known to say, hold my beer.
Oh, man. All right. So 87 points with 8 games left.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody shoot your best shot. Furthest away.
Do math?
Furthest away has to shotgun a beer at the end of the season.
I don't know, man.
The most they can get is 103.
I'm just going to go with 98.
That was going to be mine.
Same.
It's the year I graduated high school, so I'm going with 98.
Do you want to know how old I was in 1998 when you graduated high school?
Nope. I'm not. Because that's how old my wife was then.
I was Kopitar. Ooh, that makes it so much worse.
Yep. That's why I didn't want to know.
Yep, I was 11. All right. Well, I'll go with 99 just so somebody has a shotgun beer. Bingo, bango, bongo.
Okay, I'll go 97. Dennis, you're pretty good.
Yeah. I feel like I picked the safe number then.
I mean, if they go off, great. Well, I'm happy to shotgun a beer.
You said closest to the pin?
Closest or Price is Right? Closest to the pin.
Well, closest.
So Jordan shotgun beers.
I guess it matters. So it's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. We'll figure it out.
They're not doing better than what we think. Like, that's not happening.
Okay, so then I'm good then.
No, then you're
Wait, no.
No, shit, you're screwed. Fuck.
Damn it.
Ah, fuck.
Ah, so much for no rainbows and butterflies, huh? All right, Phil the Note has been out the last two games, so that has something to do with it, potentially, especially in the Calgary game.
Potentially.
Because they look like absolute dog shit in that game. But he should be back Wednesday against the Kraken. So there's that. And, Akil Thomas
Turcotte's came out up. Too.
Yeah. Akil Thomas got some playing time, and he actually looked okay. Not bad. No, Spinorama goals or anything like that. But
I noticed because he wasn't on the score sheet, but I didn't get to see the game. So you look good? You look all right? Do you look out of place?
No. I mean, he only got 4 minutes of playing time, but I don't think it was terrible.
I probably wouldn't have even noticed him.
It's funny because he got more playing time than Kaliev.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Poor guy.
How hard did they try to move Kaliev at the deadline, do you think?
I don't know. I felt like there would have been a taker.
Feel like somebody would be looking for like a power play specialist or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the Kings, who have a mediocre power play. That could have been one of our deadline acquisitions.
Yeah,
like Arvidsson.
like getting somebody back from injury as a acquisition, right?
Yeah. That was, you know, Arthur Simpson. I don't know. I'd be interested to see if the regime completely changes. If he sticks around and is maybe potentially happy.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, some coaches will tell you basically what it takes to get on the ice. And a lot of it is effort in practice and in the games and stuff like that. Just all around in the weight room and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And wasn't that kind of the knock on him at the draft?
Yeah.
Was that he didn't put in that kind of effort.
Which is why he fell to the second round when everyone thought he had the chops to be a first rounder.
Yep.
Yeah. So is that what we're seeing, or?
So you're saying we've got a player who there was a widely known thought assumption about him, but we took that risk anyways.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Didn't cost $8.5 million, though.
Yep.
Who knows? Maybe they pay him. Didn't cost $8.5 million yet. So, I don't know. I don't really have much else for general notables because this week was dog shit. Because
generally, the Kings were notably shitty.
That is correct.
True story.
But hey, we got a voicemail, and I think we need to talk about finals in the old fantasy hockey realm.
Yeah. I'll pull that up while James gets the voicemail going.
Okay.
Good evening, fellas. I have my good blind evening. Pig and a glass. Ooh. I'm not a savage.
I feel like that's a shot at me, Tom.
Boy. It's Tom from Bellingham, by the way, in case you didn't know.
I can hear it. I can hear the pour. Mm-hmm.
I knew someone.
I am typically a lager guy, so.
Oh, it's going to be quite different.
Blind Pig is, I believe, an IPA. All right, here we go. Honestly, that's better than I expected. I thought it was just going to be a hot bomb. It didn't taste like shit. It's a good beer. I give it a 7 out of 10. Would drink again. All right. Well, I was very wrong about Edmonton to Calgary. It's still holding true to 3-0 Kings over Winnipeg. And shotgun shout out for Jordan. And I think he should do too if I'm right on the score exactly. All right. Bye.
Well, that wasn't a worry.
Yep. Dodge that bullet.
Was that the only one? I know where
that was the only one. So yeah.
Only one.
Yeah. I mean, Kings did hold the lead in that game multiple times.
Jaden says if Blind Pig is a 7, I'd love to know what a 10 is. For Tom, not an IPA. He does not dig those. We had a whole conversation about it when I went out with him up here in Bellingham. I forget, I think he was like German beers.
He said lagers.
I remember it. German lagers.
Lagers. I've never seen Blind Pig on tap. I've only seen it in the bottle.
So Santa's Village, Sky Park, Santa's Village. Okay. They had Blind Pig on tap.
Huh.
And it was so good.
Why did you leave?
So they had Pliny on tap as well.
Okay.
So I got a Pliny. My buddy got a Blind Pig. And we were trying them back and forth. In a Blind Pig all the way.
Yeah. I mean, Pliny's fucking fantastic.
Pliny is, and that's saying something because Pliny is really good.
Yeah. Totally. My buddy is up at the ski resort, formerly known as Squaw Valley. And they have Pliny on tap there as well. He just told me today.
Yeah. You can find Pliny on tap, like when, you know, they can get it in whatever, but
well, it does make sense.
Definitely more rare.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Pliny's the bigger name. So.
Well, that and they're in Tahoe, which is much closer to the Russian River.
More times.
So there's that.
More times than not, you can find Pliny at Brew Kitchen Ale House in Los Alamitos.
Jesus, I could walk there if I wanted to.
Yeah. Usually on tap there.
Take a while, but I'm not going to get a DUI that way.
Stop in there and say King's Realm sent you.
You can walk anywhere.
I'm going to walk in there and be like, I sent me.
Yeah.
Some King's Realm.
I'm sorry.
Two guys.
Yeah.
Did you see, I don't remember the guy's name, but he was a pitcher that got drafted in like the first or second round by the Mets. And like back in 2015, and he'd like never really made it to the big leagues. And he just graduated from the police academy. And the next day he got a DUI by the department or from the department that he got hired by.
That sucks.
Oh God.
And he was promptly fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens.
The day after he graduates the police academy.
Well, when you sleep overnight at your work, that usually doesn't go over well.
Unless you're working really hard.
So-and-so didn't show up for duty. Actually, funny you bring that up. He's back here.
He's in the brig. Just had a day with Pliny the Younger.
What? I've heard it's not worth the hype.
Also, was at Brew Kitchen Ale House, Los Alamitos. Check them out.
Did you get any, James?
I didn't. No.
If he gets that next year, we gotta talk to him.
We gotta have an episode there.
You know a guy.
I do know a guy.
It is if you don't have to wait.
It is if you don't have to wait.
Oh, shit.
I feel like
Mike Alexander's on, too. He's in New York, I think, right now.
I say he's in New York. Morning. I was like, oh, yeah, he's in New York. What'd you miss?
A shit week.
Not the type of show you showed up for.
Nope.
That's both for sure.
Mikey's. Hey, I do have to ask Mike Alexander a question. Did you buy the red vest? Because if you didn't, I think you kind of fucked up.
The red vest.
Mm-hmm.
What red vest?
Apparently you don't pay attention to Mikey's stories, but he was in,
maybe I'm on vacation. I'm not on Instagram all day, Jordan.
Seems like more of the reason to be on Instagram.
Back to the Future.
Okay. So are you saying that when you're at work, you're on Instagram all day?
Absolutely.
Cause his boss keeps sending him videos.
Two orange. All right. That is an acceptable answer for not getting it. But how was the musical?
Or meeting the cast.
That's right. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Young George.
I didn't know they made a musical. Young George.
And Marty.
Mr. George.
Mr. George. How much you pay the new guy?
How much you pay Biff?
Too much.
All right, should we do the...
Yeah, did you pull up Fantasy?
Yeah.
Your Fantasy.
We're already in the finals. We're here. We got a seventh place game.
Ooh.
With, I'm just going to say Jaden, because I'm not going to... That's a long name. Jaden was his Kid Rock name. In the seventh place game, Jaden.
Mm-hmm. Remember,
surprised.
He lost to the guy that went into the playoffs because I got kicked out of the playoffs.
I know. But then lost again. Yeah, he lost to Brett.
Oh.
But then he lost again. At least I'm doing well in Mikey's league. Yeah. I think you're playing Mikey in our league too. Thousand Oaks natives. That's Mikey, right? Yeah, Jaden's winning that one 9-1. Fifth place game, that's me and Bagskate. I'm winning that one currently.
Ooh, Ryan.
And then third place is To Be Fair, which is, I believe,
To Be Fair.
And Brett, the Charlie Simadana, which To Be Fair is winning that one 7-3 currently. Things can change. And in our championship game, we got Teach Me How to Dowdy. Who's that?
Teach Me How to Dowdy.
Is that a... Who is that?
James is getting casting couch.
I don't even know who that is. I should know who that is. I feel like an asshole now. Anyway, they're playing Turd Ferguson, a.k.a. my cousin Scott, and Lucinda, because they teamed up. Yeah.
I feel like Jesse's low-key running that team. I'm just saying.
Is that Russisa? I thought it was Russisa.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think it is Russisa. Russisa!
Russisa and Scott. Oh, man. I really want Russisa to win this.
Don't worry. It's 4-6
currently in Scott and Lucinda's favor. But it's very close if you look at this. Like, goals are 6-5 in Russisa's favor. Assists are 6-5 in the Wilson's favor. Plus minus in Wilson's favor by 1. Penalty minutes separated by 2. Power play points separated by 3. Shots and goals separated by 4. I mean, it is close. Tied with goalie wins at 1 apiece. Goals against separated by 1. Saves separated by 1. It's real close.
Couldn't have gone a better way.
And is this a 1-week playoff?
I believe so. Let's see. Maybe it is a 2-week playoff. Because currently I'm looking at mine. I have 36 games remaining. So.
What is it? Yeah, but it's only Tuesday. So that could be legit.
Let's see. Start active players goes through April 7th.
Which is Sunday.
Sunday. Like,
I feel like we are further into the week than we normally are. Or than we actually are, I should say. So.
Much deeper.
There you go.
Deeper than you thought. It happens sometimes.
I mean,
so good luck.
You get so deep.
Good luck. Good luck to everyone.
Good luck to Russisa.
Good luck to everyone except for Dennis. Oh, did I say that loud?
I mean, whatever. Dude, in fucking fifth place. Who gives a shit? At least I made it to the goddamn playoffs.
Fuck you. I blame Jaden, honestly.
Blame Jaden. Yeah. I mean, he did beat you by what?
8-4 or something like that. I don't know. It was the exact number that he had to beat me by, and he went and did it.
Yeah,
well, not the exact. It could have been worse for me.
Do you think he planned it to be that exact number? Just like people are saying, the Kings are planning to draw Vancouver.
Yes, exactly. All right.
Jinx.
I guess we'll talk about it. Nope. Too late. I came first. I mean, I said it first.
that's right.
The week ahead.
I got to do it on my phone. I'm not on my normal computer. This is all got to be done different.
It's different. All right. We already talked about this last week because we were supposed to record tomorrow, but, you know, shit happens. Seattle Kraken, Kings are back at home, so that's a little bit of good news. Kraken are 31-30-13, 36-1 in their last 10, 15-13-7 on the road with a negative 16 goal differential. Because Zach Dooley said it had to be a win, it's a win.
All right. Yeah, so we're allowed to change it?
Yeah, I think we change it.
Okay. We have more. I'm not changing it. It's a win.
It's a win.
I say mine.
I like how we spent this entire podcast. No more rainbows and butterflies.
We have to. We have got to win. This is a win. This team has to win.
It's got
to
be a win. It's got to be a win.
I'll go out, win for the rest of the season.
Then you're going to be shotgunning.
Great.
That's a first word problem.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that is shotgun first one beer. Problem if I ever heard it.
Yeah. You choose the size.
Wow. Do we get to choose the beer as well?
If they win every game,
I'm going to go find a fucking. I'm going to go find a fucking MGD 40 and give you a straw, and you're going to snorkel that shit.
Snorkel it.
If they win out the rest of the season,
the size.
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's do it.
When's the last time you tried an MGD?
I didn't say I would do it fast, and it'll take me all show, but I'll do it.
It's what it's called, a shotgun.
Yeah.
James 40 hands. Fuck yeah.
James 40 hands. Oh, get the duct tape.
He's fucking trying to push buttons, smashing a 40 on the board.
Shotgun of Four Loco. How about no? Ooh, oh, what God, about a dude. Crowler?
Can you imagine the day after trying to play Edward 40 hands? At this age,
drinking malt liquor.
Yeah.
Sounds
can
awful.
You imagine? Sounds like the worst day ever.
Can we make James shotgun a crowler of something very hoppy?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, do you want to punish me?
Shotgun of Four
Loko.
You
want to punish me if the Kings go 8-0 from here on out? that's your first.
Only because instinct? You said choose the size.
I mean, okay. Yeah. Wouldn't you?
I mean,
wouldn't you?
Honestly, 8-0? For us, it's best of both worlds.
103 points? Yeah. Fuck. Let's whatever it takes, dude. If that's dude. What it takes.
Big Chase says shotgun some OE. Fuck no.
Go through the bottle? What the fuck?
Jaden also said Edward Penelope hands.
See, there's my guy right there. There's my guy in the fucking.
You're going to die, though.
You're going to die.
There's my guy.
Crawler of Black Tuesday? Jesus Christ, dude.
Edward Penelope hands. I'd like to put that in as a nomination for a show. Show title.
All right. What is black? What's the percentage on Black Tuesday again?
I'm looking it up right now.
It's stupid. I know that.
Which vintage?
It doesn't really matter. They're all roughly the same. I don't even think it qualifies as a beer.
19.3.
Jesus.
Yeah, it qualifies as a spirit because it's that strong.
Hold on. It's barrel age, James. You're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
Barrel aged imperial style. Black Tuesday was crafted to stand the test of time.
Shotgun a monster.
One can even say that Tuesdays are timeless.
I'll do
that. Aged in choice bourbon barrels.
Would you shotgun a monster?
Ew.
I could.
Could you really? It's a lot of carbonation.
Yeah. Oh, I might fucking puke afterwards, but I could do it. No, I'm not going to puke during it.
Huh.
New game. Let's kill James. James is like, no, we're going to do this. Dennis is shotgunning a monster.
I would do it with you. I'm curious just to see. Like,
we drink. I mean, I've chugged a monster in at least like 8 seconds before. I don't think it's that much different than shotgunning. It's not going to hit differently.
Yeah. I mean, shotgun doesn't mean it's got to like go down in one go. Like, you still like gulp it. So.
Would you butt chug a monster for the pod?
Butt chug?
Yeah.
I feel like there might be a generational gap in.
Yeah, I've never butt chugged anything.
Butt chug means.
Neither have I, but the fucking Romans used to do it, and they had a great time.
I'll tell you what, would you chili willy? Would you do a chili with me on air?
I feel like you've done one of those in the Navy there, James.
Done probably about 50 to 100 of them, so.
There we go.
But would Jordan do it? We do one. I love that you start. I love that you start before you answer. That's the right answer right there.
Can I open up my nostrils with some cocaine first?
I mean, you do you, boo.
Kind of, you know.
I feel like the vodka just clears that out anyway.
Lube it up. Is it only vodka? I feel like we can pick a
It's only
a
vodka.
More gentle. I feel like we could pick a more gentle spirit.
Actually, vodka is pretty neutral.
Dennis just snorted and shivered.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's pretty.
I feel like he could do worse. He could do tequila.
Like tequila. That's the best video. All right, moving on. April 4th at the Sharks. Wow, we only come home for one game. It's whatever. Staples North, right?
But after this, like Jesse said last week, we don't leave California the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's fucking fantastic.
It is Staples North, and Royal Army's going.
They are. Are they? That is correct.
Yep, they're going.
Oh, that is comedically terrible. The Sharks are 17-49-8.
Jaden, you lost me again.
Good Lord.
1-8-1 their last 10.
20 games?
No.
Jesus.
No. No.
Is this the trap game?
It might be. They are 10-22-4 at home.
The first game in this is the one that gets me out of any of the bullshit we just talked about for 5 minutes. To the worst team.
Anybody care to guess what their goal differential is?
-127.
I want to say it's in the 90s. It is it higher than 90s?
-147.
33. 15. Oh, wow. Wow, James, you were... What was your first one? 127?
127.
Yeah, he wasn't far off.
That's not far off. That's pretty good.
I think we were in the one teens the last time we played them, so it's a pretty solid guess. All right, on to the next. Are we all calling wins on that one?
Right now,
I just assume that we're all calling wins on that one.
I mean, I put us down for all wins. So.
Well, James definitely did. All right, on to Saturday, back at home against Vancouver, who have clinched the playoffs. They may clinch the division by then. No, that's not necessarily true because Edmonton's right on their tail. I take that back.
They're clinching their butt cheeks.
So are they going for division or are they resting?
I think you go for division. They are 5 points ahead with Edmonton having a game in hand. That's a couple games from now.
Do they maintain home ice? They win the division. They maintain home ice throughout.
Because
I guess until they play Central team.
The Stars have 103 and Avalanche have 100. So, yeah. They would maintain home ice until Western Conference Finals. For sure.
So that's a reason to keep playing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyways, that's a win.
I don't know if it changes my answer. Fuck, are we dumb?
The Sharks just shut out the Blues.
Yes.
Tight.
Wait, what?
The Sharks just shut out the Blues.
Oh, my God. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, we really needed that to happen.
Thanks, Sharks. Doing us a solid.
Now let us win. Pacific Pride, baby. Does that work? Probably not.
No.
Sounds a little racist.
Sounds racist?
I don't know. On to the next.
Jordan wants company.
We're all calling wins against Vancouver? I don't know about that.
James is.
I'm God. I don't think I need to say anything at this point.
Nope.
James is calling wins. He's throughout the rest of your rainbows and butterflies to the end.
Yeah, just go ahead and highlight two of those and just drag them all the way down.
I go across. Sorry.
No. Well, fuck you then. Drag them across.
I mean, it's just kind of...
Tuesday, April 9th. It's my wife's birthday.
My wife.
Oh, it's on KCAL.
My wife.
It's on KCAL, guys. Ducks. I feel like this is an appropriate game to be on KCAL. Just, I don't know why.
For any Saturday reason. Game.
Uh-huh. Tuesday, but sure.
Ducks on Tuesday? I thought Ducks were the 13th.
There's two Ducks games.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other one. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty close together.
Don't worry, James. Yeah,
Ducks on Saturday, the 13th, and then Ducks Tuesday the 9th.
I got confused with the wins I'm calling on the Ducks. My bad.
Do I have tickets for 11th? No, I have tickets for the 13th. But I'll go on the 11th. You going to be there? I'll get tickets.
The Ducks are also laughably bad, but not as quite laughably bad. 25, 27, and 4, 2-7-1 in the last 10. Did I say we're at home? Away, they are 14, 23, and 2.
Guy says happy birthday to not Dennis's wife.
Oh, no, they're at home. Sorry. They are actually worse at home. 11, 24, and 2 at home with a negative 88 goal differential.
Win?
Yeah, it's
you guys already called win, so
it's 4-0. That didn't feel good. It didn't feel good.
It should.
It felt better.
We said that last week, so
I've had better.
I've had better.
I've had better.
Such a great movie.
My favorite is
Goose.
My favorite is when he just lights up the fucking elevator and everyone's just like, oh, and he walks out and he turns around.
It was me. Best is the outtakes when she's like, over actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like calls him out.
Yeah, well, it's because you got great boobs.
Yeah. Great knuckers. You know, this whole podcast, I've left Jeff out there at the fire pit with the whiskey of the year 2023 bottle.
How much of it do you think he's drank?
There was half left.
Is it Red Stag?
No. So
Russ's 10.
I hope it's gone because then it's going to be an awesome night tonight. I will have camping right. Jeff.
It's a shame there's no bushes on that beach.
Are there bushes made of glass anywhere? Because he will find them.
Mikey, I am in San Onofre.
Mojave Jeff.
No, man, I've never seen Vegas Jeff.
We should get to the after show and get a quick update on where that bottle's at and then let James go.
I'll pull Jeff in here. Yeah, I can do that. If he's done,
we don't have anything else, right?
Can we agree to make him do the read? In the after show?
Yeah, I can get him to do that. Jeff Wilson, that is correct. The Godfather himself is here at the campgrounds. We're at Camp Pendleton, right. San Onofre.
Boobs.
Uh-oh. James lost his headphones.
There we go.
There they are.
Camp Pendleton, San Onofre.
Let's get this ended.
For the after show, Mikey found out the gender of his baby.
Oh, no, that's not after show. That's not after show. That is main show.
If he's sharing, you know, I don't know, I'd not be sharing yet.
Wait, did you just assume it's gender?
I think he did. I think the doctor did. Or it's a nurse that does it.
I'm sure the doctor didn't assume. He checked.
The nurse.
I assume it's a boy. It's all right.
That's a penis. But does he recognize it as a penis?
Not after show? Okay, he wants it to be after show, I think.
I mean, I don't know. Dealers.
It's a boy!
It's a boy!
Daddy sauce.
Whoa!
That's appropriate.
Was it? That's the one you were going for.
Yeah, because he gave the...
Daddy sauce.
Whoa.
The fact that your kids ask for daddy sauce, like that just...
No, they don't. They ask for daddy buffalo. My mom calls it daddy sauce.
Okay.
And she asked for the daddy sauce. She needs a refill on the daddy sauce.
Okay. We're right back in the same place.
It makes it worse, but it's not. At least it's not kids.
I don't want to say anymore.
James's mom wants that daddy sauce.
Woman, like, and she just doesn't know what you do with what she says. That's all
she does. The problem is she does. I've explained it to her. I have told her that it is sexual in nature and what you are saying. And the next time I showed up, she said, hey, did you bring me that daddy sauce? I'm like, damn it. Damn it.
You're like, Mom, it's always on tap.
I mean, at this point, I feel I like it's weird, but I feel like you should talk to my wife. And if she's cool with it, then whatever.
I love that Jess is like the gauge of whether or not this is weird.
I'm so skewed. It's at this point, my moral compass is broken.
That is fair. Yeah, that is very fair.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ.
Jose says the black couch makes it's technically brown.
It does look black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is brown.
It does look like a casting couch, James. I mean, there's not much going on the walls. A little bit
about yourself. Leave your ID mic stand on the table.
That actually came off the table is black. So black on brown, you kind of see it now.
Black on slightly less black.
Yeah, see trailer.
Jordan, stop. Stop, Jordan. See your face twitching. All right, before we get in trouble. Follow us everywhere at Kings Are On Pod. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. 562-317-0087. You can send us a text there. Leave us a voicemail. It's like Tom and Bellingham did. And check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com.
I feel like we need more
There's live, all kinds of like playoff shit coming on.
Mm.
What was that?
I said I feel like we need more live tasting reviews like Tom did.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, I'll sit through a little bit of silence on a voicemail to get a review of a beer, or I'm sure James would love a new whiskey he hasn't tried.
We're gonna get a tasting.
Good luck finding one.
We're gonna get a tasting. Yeah, good luck. We're gonna get. Actually, I have a French single malt. Did I say that already? You got a French single malt did. That I found. You got it for That's the base. Pretty awesome. Very floral.
You've already tried it?
Yeah, I made it with. I actually squeezed some blood orange and a little simple syrup. And I made a cocktail out of it. It's freaking fantastic. And yes, we just had blood oranges in the trailer. I will get Jeff. He'll do a whiskey. We'll make him do a whiskey review of the
Let's go.
Whiskey of the year 2023.
Before or after he reads the read?
After.
Doesn't matter. It's
after.
Both. It's during the after show.
I'm going to tell him. I'll tell him the show's still going.
There you go.
That way he's like,
we'll have to pretend.
He puts it on.
He'll like have to be on. Yeah.
Maybe we throw it. If we throw in a little like it's a boy again, like then like he can be part of that moment and we'll get all excited again and he'll feel like he's part of it.
So if this doesn't make you want to, you know, watch this shit live for those listening at home on the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. I mean, this is what happens. There's more party after the shit ends. So,
hey, Steve, the Whiskey Bros are actually looking to spin off a whiskey show. So stay tuned for that. All right.
Whiskey Bros.
Whiskey right. Bros.
You got to be real quiet with your Go Kings Go, James, so Jeff doesn't hear you.
I'm going
to
mimic it. I'm going to mimic it.
Yeah. Jordan, you and I got this shit.
I think two kids are asleep in the room right here. Or they should be.
Yeah, they're probably not. But who gives a shit about that? Like, right, dude, don't let Jeff know.
All right. Fuck them kids. Wait, what?
What them kids?
For James Woodlock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Ben Zlos saying,
Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
Go Kings, go!